broke on Shabbos. And it's a question now, you want to come to save the wine, you have to get a lot of barrels together to save it. Is matzilan hemenu mozen shalasudis. The Rabbanim were only mat you to save just enough wine you need for shalasudis, but not more. And the chash is, because if you're going to take more, we're afraid you become bold and you come to be over nisa deraisan. Therefore, we're not mat you to save more than three sudis. Rashi, v'yafilu b'kelim harbi, even if you have to have a few kelim to collect the wine in. Dilu b'chad monikus, if you have one barrel in front of you, amrina b'chol kisvi ha'kodesh to come with the boy matzom. Them shit, there's no issa stamp to let it get ruined. Like if you have the one barrel there, and this one barrel will take in all the wine that's falling down, so pshit, you can save as much as you want. There's no issa. The issa is you have to go look around for small kelim. So we're afraid when you start looking around and you don't find enough kelim to save all the wine, you go and carry through the Rishus Rabin. Therefore, the Rabbanim were only makel to collect enough small kelim just to collect for three sudas. You're allowed to tell other people also, after you collected your three sudas, you can tell other people they can also come and collect three sudas worth of yayin. You shouldn't use a sponge to clean up the wine. You shouldn't put a sponge in the place where the wine is, that after the sponge gets filled up with the wine, you'll take the old sponge and throw it into the kli. Well, it's exera, made you come to squeeze out the sponge. So therefore, we're not supposed to use the sponge in saving the wine. Hu adin, you're not allowed to squeeze peris on Shabbos, lohitzimi and mashkin, to take out the juice. Not allowed to squeeze an orange on Shabbos to get the juice out of it. Trashy why ain't certain as a peris, to have a lay mefarik. It's a malacha of mefarik, which is a told of the disha. That's the told of the av malacha is disha. Disha, what disha? You have the tfua, and you're chopping it up to get the kernels out of the shift. I mean, you want to get neichel out of the shift. There also, you're getting the mashka out of the gufa pri, that's called mefarik. You're separating, you're making an oichel, you're making something that wasn't here before, like by the shaft. When the kernels are in the shaft of the wheat, it's not called the oichel is here. By knocking off the shaft and getting the kernel, that's called you got an oichel out of here. Same thing here also, you don't have juice now. When you're squeezing the juice out of the pri, it's called now you're creating juice out of the pri, that's called mefarik, which is a fold of visha. Yes, it's also to squeeze Paris on Shabbos. We'll soon see which Paris. What about by itself the juice came out? You have grapes, and by itself the juice came out of the grapes. Is asurim? It's also wasa to use it. So drashi why gzeira shem yisro lechatchila? If your bottle will be matthew to drink the juice, we're afraid you come to like the juice, and you go vite and squeeze out more grapes on Shabbos. So the rabbanon is also to drink the juice even if it came out by itself on Shabbos. We have Yehuda Weimer, it depends. Imli Oichlin, if you brought these peris into the house to eat, much like an orange. When we buy oranges to bring home, our kavanah is to eat the oranges. Then he holds Hayoitzam Hen Mutam. If by itself the orange got squashed and the juice came out of the orange, then you're allowed to drink the juice. Because there's no gzeri to come to squeeze it. Because you didn't buy it for the purpose of the juice. You bought it for the purpose of eating it. So we don't have any gzeri, you come to squeeze it out to drink it. Mashenken vim lamashken, you brought home oranges, juice oranges, almanas das to squeeze out the juice. Then hayaytsamihen, if by itself the juice came out on Shabbos, it's tak awesome. You're not allowed to drink the juice. That's of Yehuda. So who of Yehuda is being a bisomekel? The chum is mashma stam. Anytime juice comes out of the fruit, by itself, it's also to drink the juice. And if Yehuda says no, it depends. It's a little makom. If you bought the peris, and when I teach them, then we don't have this gezerah. You're allowed to drink the juice if it came out by itself. Only if you bought the peris, I'm not to drink it for drinking. Then it's also to drink the juice that comes out by itself, because the gezerah you come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Weiter. So the Mishnah chalos devash sharis kon miara Shabbos. You have the chalos of honey, the beehives. Sherisk mer Shabbos, that you squashed a little bit before Shabbos. And then v'yotzen meyatzman, and then on Shabbos the honey starts dripping out by itself, still asurin. But the Rabbanan is also to eat this honey, because the same zera maybe you come to squeeze it out for your dayim. Shrashi chalos devash, meyachas shem rusakin hadvash. After you squash the beehives, zav me'elav. Then the honey, hadvash zav me'elav. The honey comes out by itself. Mitzecha shava from out of the wax. It's not derech so much to squeeze it now. Hilkach Reb Leza Matir. Therefore, that's the end of the Mishnah. Reb Leza Matir. Lezol's here, there's no gzera. Because since it's a derech for the honey to come out by itself, we don't have the gzera come to squeeze out the honey. It's a derech for it to come out by itself. So here Reb Leza's makom. Why Paris? He's maskim. If you have an orange and the juice starts to come out by itself on Shabbos, you can't drink that juice. Because normally the juice doesn't come out by itself, you have to squeeze it out. So it's exactly, if you drink the juice that comes out by itself, you come to squeeze out more juice. Mashenkin honey, once it's squashed from before Shabbos, the derech is for it to come out by itself. So it's not a derech to squeeze it anymore. Therefore, Reb Leza is matim. Now what's trying to come is, Rashi Chom Moisrim, gzeira otu sheinim rusokim. To gzeira otu, you have a beehive that's not squashed before Shabbos. Duma maraskal hu. It's any time you come to use the honey that comes out on Shabbos, that's gzeira, you'll take a fresh beehive and squeeze it on Shabbos, that's also. Sokim gemar. Tona. We have the barrel of wine that broke before Shabbos, or that broke on Shabbos. So you want to save the yayin, the Mishnah says you can't use a sponge in saving the yayin. Tona lo yaspik b'yayin. You shouldn't use a sponge in saving the wine. For lo yatfeyach b'shemen. Who are then if a barrel of shemen broke, you shouldn't be matfiyach in saving it. That means putting your hands under to get the oil in your hand, and then you rub it off on the barrel. That's called yatfiyach. That's called an ubdu dechil. So tomorrow, shlo yasik deru shuwaisa b'chil. There's no issa diraisa. But the rabbanon, that's a malach, is daimot yubdu dechil. So Rashi, the yatfiyach machnis boy kapoy, you put your hands underneath it, v'ashema nidbak boy, and the shemen gets caught onto your hands, o mekan choy b'sfasa kli. And then you wipe your hands on the side of the kli, and the shemen goes back into the kli. For yasru mishemud in the chil. It's too much of a ub to the chil. The rabbanon asked this. Tana rabbanon, nispazru loy peiris b'chotzer. You're outside in your backyard, you had a barrel of apples, and the barrel of apples turned over and spread out in the chotzer. Is alocha malaket al yad al yad. You can collect now, pick up one apple at a time, v'yoychel, and eat it. Avoloy lo techasal. But you're not allowed to collect all the apples together and put them back in the basket. No, no type of a basket. It's also too much of a malach ubdu dechil. If it spreads out in the chotzer, mishtama goes far away, to go pick them all together, that's an issur midrabbanan. Mishtama, though, when it's only smashed in the chotzer outside of the biyosar, mishtama, if it falls down in your house, you have a bag of apples in your house, and it falls down, the stomach doesn't spread out that much in your house, it's easy to pick up, the stomach, that wouldn't be the issa of the chil. It's only like it says, if it spreads out in the chotzer, that's an ubdu dechil to go collect them and pick them up. Then you'll be outside in your backyard, and you're serving something, you have a bag of apples, and all by accident, the bag of apples spread out all over the chotzer, the chur would be also to go to collect them and put them back in the bag. They only be allowed to pick up the ones you want to eat, now to eat. Right, ain't trechten es appears. So on this, schite, now I'll squeeze out teiris on Shabbos. And we'll soon see, certain teiris are also in the deraisa, yayin, anovim, v'zeisim, those are the two teiris that's in issi deraisa. If you squeeze out the grapes for the wine, or the olives for the shemen, that's an issi deraisa. Push it, other teiris are only also in the rabbonin. We'll see in the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We have Yehuda that says the kula, that if you have the teiris that you bought to eat, then the juice that comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos. So, but Yehuda is more than the Chum say no. Mashma, any time the juice comes out of the Paris on Shabbos, it's also to drink that juice on Shabbos. So the Chum, Machmir, and Yehuda is Mekel. Zok, Am Rav Yehuda, Mashmul, though you should know. Moido, Rav Yehuda, Lechomim, Rav Yehuda is more than the Chomim, that sometimes it's also at all times, Bezeisim V'yanovim. In the case we have olives and grapes, is even though you brought them home to eat them, but if by itself on Shabbos the juice comes out, you're not allowed to use the juice. My timer, why are these different? Kivon leschita ninu. About me ikur, a grape or an olive is oimer to squeeze out to get wine or to get the shemen. As a mela, even though you bought it to eat it, but we say now that the juice came out of it, it's yoyiv daite. When mistama, now you're nicha with the juice, and once you have a little bit of juice, we're afraid you're going to want more juice, you're going to want more grape juice, you're going to want more shemen. So here, even Rabbi Yehuda's Maida, it's also to drink the shemen, or the yayin that comes out of the grapes. Trashi Maida Rabbi Yehuda B'zeisim. The Afa Gav Dechnisim L'Yechel, even though you bought the grapes to eat, or the olives to eat, Hayoytzim Yanoser, but if by itself it comes out, the grape juice comes out by itself, it's also to drink it. why the chiv on the Reuben is chita kaimin. Since most grapes are oimed to squeeze out, is kiyos l'day mashka. Now that you got the grape juice out of it, yoyiv daitei, now you see it's kishmak the grape juice. The mehevei nichol le'bohochin. Mestom, you're going to be nichol with the grape juice, so as much as it comes out now, you're going to want more. So Rabbi Yehuda's mudi is a gzera, you can't drink the juice that comes out by itself from the grapes and the shemen. And the olives. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. So Mavaita, V'ulu Omar, Ula says no. V'ulu Omar, Rav says no. Rabbi Yehuda is still mechul given by Zeisim V'Yanovim. He doesn't make the Gzeira. Rashi Afilu B'Zeisim V'Yanovim. Hoyel V'Han L'Yochlem Nichnesu. Since you bought them at Chila, you bought them Amanas to eat them, so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the Gzeira. Now by itself, the grapes got squashed and the juice came out, you're allowed to drink the juice on Shabbos. As I have Ula Marav. Rabbi Yechina Noma Halacha Rabbi Yehuda B'Shah Peris. Rabbi Yechon says, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda by Shah Peris, that if you bought apples in your house, Amanas to eat them, and then by itself it got squashed out, or else you bought oranges to eat, and then by itself it got squashed and the juice came out, you're allowed to eat the Peris. You're allowed to drink the juice. And then Rabbi Yechon pass on Rabbi Yehuda by Shah Peris. V'yein halach Rabbi Yehuda b'zeisim v'yanovim. So Mashem Rabbi Yechon holds like Ula Marav said, that Rabbi Yehuda himself is mechulak in all cases. He holds himself even by Zeisim V'Yanovim. If you bought them Lo'echol, the juice comes out, you're allowed to drink the, juice. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yechon just saying, how do we hold Halacha? Halacha we hold by sharp pears, by oranges. If you bought the orange home, Almanas, eat the orange, then if the juice comes out by itself on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink the juice. If you don't make any xeria, you come to squeeze it out, since you bought it for eating. Mashenka, in the case of Zeisim V'Yanovim, there, since Rove Zeisim or Anovim, most grapes are only for the juice, once it gets squashed and the juice comes out, we're afraid you'll come to like the juice, and you'll invite to go and squeeze out more oranges, more grapes, so that's why it's awesome, the Rabbonin. Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Shino, Moide Hoye Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, Rabbi Yehuda is Moide de Chachomim, the Zeisim V'Yanovim. This is much like the first one. This is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shita. The same thing we had before. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He's moida hoyer Rabbi Yehuda chachamim bezeisim v'yanovim. He also knows, even Rabbi Yehuda himself is moida, that if you bought zeisim before Shabbos al manas titim, or you bought grapes al manas tit, and then you brought them home, and on Shabbos it happened that the grapes got squashed and the juice came out, it's also to drink the juice, even though you bought the grapes to eat. Because the gzeira, since the grape juice is gishmak, we're afraid once you drink the grape juice, you're going to want to have more grape juice, you'll squeeze the grapes out more. Weiter, aber moide chachomim to Rabbi Yehuda, the chachomim are moide to Rabbi Yehuda, that hold what? The b'shar peris. That by shar peris, it depends what you bought them for. If you bought them to eat, the chomer also moide them. If the juice comes out, you're allowed to drink the juice. So, b'zei fred gemorah, omole Rabbi Yimel Rababam, ela b'mai pligi. If you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda is moided to Chachamim by Zeisim V'Yanovim, and Chachamim moided to Rabbi Yehuda by Shah Peris, so we say, where's the Machlokes then? Like, where's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? The Machlokes is, if you bought Peris home, Amanas Tit. You bought an orange home, you had that teated. And now by itself, the orange got squashed, are you allowed to drink the juice or not? But the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case, you are allowed to drink the juice. And the Chachamim say, no, where's the Machlokes now? Om lelechit tishcha, go out and find it. If you'll be mayin, you'll find the machlokes. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, mistav ratei pshat, is like this. Betusim v'remoinim pligi. The machulik is by tusim and remoinim. That's by grapes and by berries. Tusim are berries and remoinim are pomegranates. By pomegranates and berries, these are like a middle class. Like a row, not row, here like half people use it for juice and half people eat it for eating. Here's the machlokes, the Tanya. There's a farish of price like this. Zeisim shemoshach mihem shemen. If you have olives, that by itself the juice started to come out. Or else for yanovim, you have grapes. Shemoshach mihem yayin, by itself it started that the juice came out of the grapes. Ve'echnisoi, and metchilu you bought these grapes. Bein li'oichlam, whether you had das metchilu to eat the grapes. Bein lamashkin, whether metchilu you bought them to drink them. Yishno hayoitzim henosim. Rice like we had before, that Rabbi Yehuda is moided to Chachamim by Zeisim V'Yanovim. Weiter, Tusim shemoshach mihemayim. What about you have these berries that it started, it got squashed by itself, the juice came out of it on Shabbos? Or else remind him, you have pomegranates. Shemoshach mihen yayin. It's called yayin because it's also red juice. The red juice of the pomegranate came out. Ve'achnisim liyechlin. Here it depends. If you bought it mitchilot eat it, is hayayitza mihen mutter. This is Rebbe Yehuda's shita. That since you bought the pomegranate amanas to eat it, now when the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Lamashkin, let's say matkila you bought the pomegranate amanas to squeeze it out to get the juice, or the stam, who would then, you bought the pomegranate stam. You don't have das to eat it or to drink it. You bought it stam, with machmir, and say, ayayitzam henosu. Divir Rebbe Yehuda, asal Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda says his sheet to claw by tusim and remind him. And this is a middle case that 50% of the people use it for drinking, and 50% of the people use it for eating. So in such a case, Rebbe Yehuda is mekel, and says if you bought it for eating, you should know then you're allowed to drink the juice that came up by itself. Even if you bought the pomegranates to eat, even if you bought it for drinking, you should know, still the Chachamim make the gzeira. Without some people, or half the people, use these pears for the juice, so even though you bought it for eating, we have the same gzeira. Now when the juice comes out on Shabbos, we're afraid you'll come to light the pomegranate juice. It's very gishmak, and once you take a little bit, you're going to want to have more of it. So the Chachamim say it's also. So Klaw to write to the Shita, that the Machlaikis of Yud, the Chachamim, is by middle case. Tusim reminded. That's what the Machlaikis is. So this is the Raya. And Allah, we take hold like this. That the Machlaikis is by Tusim reminded. And here we make the Chilak. Right. So more of a solve of Rebbe Yehuda. Stam. Also, so the last Brisa said, if you bought the Reminim and the Tusim, if you bought it to eat it, then you're allowed to drink the juice that came out by itself. But if you bought it Lamashka, all is Stam. Stam das also it's also. For the Gemara, is that true? The solve Rebbe Yehuda is Stam also. If you bought something Stam, it's also like you want to use the juice. And it's also. For your Tanan, we learned, Cholav Isha. The milk that comes out of an Isha is Metamal Rotzen. It has a shame mashkir on it. It's called like water. It has a shame mashkir, even though it's milk. It has a din of like water. Melas metam alerotzen, mishlel alerotzen. When it came out of the isha, whether she had das to squeeze it out, or it came out by, dripped out by itself. Both cases, the chol of the isha has a shame mashkir, and it's makabel tuma, and who was in its makshel makabel tuma. If the chol of the isha falls on peris, it's makshel the peri makabel tuma. Now if a sheretz touches this peri, the peri is makabel tuma. So Drashi with none. Chol of Isha Matama means Machshir. It means if the milk of the Isha falls on Paris, it's like water falling on Paris, it's Machshir, it could be Mikabel Tumah. L'rotzim Shlel L'rotzim. What does that mean, Shlel L'rotzim? Bein Shiyotzim Imen L'rotzim. It means she had das, she was squeezing out, she wanted to nurse the baby. Bein Shiyotzim Shlel L'rotzim. She'achol of Kruya Mashke. Still the locher is, milk of an Isha is called a Mashke. She never posik and shrift him, but the posach is noy ha'chol of Tashkeil. Loshna she nursed, and said Loshna Matashkeil, he was drinking it, mashka, it's called mashka, it's called water. That's the loch of milk of an isha. What about chol of behema, our cow milk? Is eina matam el l'rotzen. Here's a kula. It only has a shame mashka if you squeeze it out l'rotzen. Mashka, if the milk came out by itself from the behema, it's not mashka. Trashi chol of behema, eina matam elim came yotz l'rotzen. V'loi, but if it didn't come out l'rotzen, the milk came out by itself, loichoshiv mashka, then it's not called mashka. V'yemnoga by sheretz, if a sheretz touches the milk, ain't a makabel tumah. The time of first akameh, we'll soon see what the reason is, what's the difference between behema milk and anisha milk. But by behema milk, to our kopon, we say it's only has a shei mashka if you squeezed it out, l'rotzen. It comes out, shlel l'rotzen, it's not makabel tumah. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva, he digs on the halacha. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kal v'chaimul, chutz a kal v'chaimul fakert, or ma chol of isha, ma duch the milk of an isha, she'ainu miyuchad elu l'ktanim. Who drinks isha milk? Only ktanim, they nurse. Still, mitam al rotzon, mishlel rotzon, mishlel rotzon, even if the milk dripped out by itself." Still, you say it's called a mashka, and it's a machshir, and it can makabel tumah. Over the cholav abehema, the milk that comes out of a behema, she meyuchad bein l'ktanim bein l'gdolim. Everybody drinks milk. Milk is only even for gdolim to drink. So the chush should be called a choshava drink. Even adults drink milk. Is ein adin shiatama? Avada should have a shem mashka, and it should be matama bein l'rotzen bein shlel l'rotzen. Whether it came out by yehadas or it came out that fell out by itself, avada should be called a mashka. So that's Rabbi Kiva's taina. Omru loy, the chum taina back to Rabbi Kiva, no. Im tam mechol, I'll tell you the reason why milk of an isha is more chamer. Im tam mechol of isha, shilei l'rotzon, you know why? Shadam nagavtei tamay. The blood that comes out of a person is also called a mashka. It's called a mashka. And it's machshel kabotumah, it could be mekabotumah. Shadam nagavtei, she has a cut, and the blood comes out of a cut, ishino tamay. So therefore, since an isha has a chaymiro, the blood, huadin, her milk, is also tamay. Like we soon see Rashi. Because the milk is the pshati that's really her dam. So the dam came into milk. So since the milk that comes out of an isha, like really was blood, so and the blood of a person that comes out is mekabel tumah and is machshir, that's why the milk is machshir also. Tamay. Mashenken yitma chol v'behema. You want to say mashenken the milk of a behema, shalei l'rotzon. You want to tell me if it comes out, drips out by itself, it should also be mekabel tumah? No. Shadam magafte tor. Halacha by behema is if a behema has a cut and the blood of a behema comes out, it's not machshir. It doesn't have a shem mashke. So b'zoi anish is more chomer than a behema. The top Rashi here. Shadam magafte the Rashi. Shel isha. That means im nogaf raglish. You got a cut on a foot or yoda. V'chol chaburish yotze men adam. Any cut she has that blood comes out of a person is machshir l'kabel tumah. Kediyama perak dam anida. Gemara says in perak dam anida. Dam chalolim. That means the haino dam horuk kori mashke. When you kill somebody and the blood comes out of him, it's called mashke. Shenema v'dam chalolim yishte. V'dam agavtoi. That's if you kill the person. That's a lot of blood comes out of him. What about dam agavtoi? Means dam if he got a wound, he got a cut, and blood comes out. Before a shosam, the dam chalolim heavy. That's also called dam chalolim. The mali kot lekula, mali kot lepalga. Might have to mean if so much blood comes out of her that she dies. Or just a little bit blood comes out of her. It's the same blood. So blood that comes out of a person has the shame mashka, and it's mekabel tumah. Weiter, the cholov now, there's so mele, since her blood is tamei, the same thing, the milk that comes out of an isha has the same din. Why? Said Rashi, the cholov, the milk of an isha, kedam nagavtoi. It's like the blood that comes out of a wound. Tedam nekar v'nasa cholov. Why does an isha now have milk? Because the blood of her, she doesn't have dam neither anymore, usually when she's pregnant. And she doesn't have dam neither anymore, so the dam changes over and comes into milk. And usually dam agavta comes out shtole rotzen. Nobody wants the blood of him to come out. Usually when you get a cut, when the blood comes out, it comes out without your das. Dam by accident, you cut yourself. And still dam agavta is makabel tumah. So that's the reason why the milk of an isha is also makabel tumah. Mashenkin behemah, it's not that way. Trashi yitma cholava behemah shtole rotzen b'temiyah. Sherei dam agavta tor. To behemah la b'chlal chalalu. A behemah is not in the pasture of a chalal. So if a behemah gets a wound and blood comes out, it's not machshel kabel tumah. Or meals of trashi. Dam shchita machshel. That's like a true. When you make a shchita on a behemah, the blood that comes out, a shah shchita, that's machshel. Mishum diishkish lamayim, the chsev alorot tishmchenu kamayim. As Zera said, the dam shchita, you should throw the blood on the water, on the floor, like water. So the blood that comes out b'shas shchita, that's called kamayim, that is machshel kabel tumah, that will be mekabel tumah. But regular blood that comes out of a behemah by a womb is not mekabel tumah. Therefore, the milk that comes out of a behemah is not as chomer as the milk coming out of an isha. Right? Omer lehen, Rabbi Kiva still said no. Machrani b'cholav mi b'dam. I tell you, I'm still more chomer, I'll still be more machmer by milk than by blood. Shehacholav l'refua tummy. You should know, if you milk a cow for refuah, it's also makabel tumah. So Rashi, machmani v'cholav, l'tomai afshta l'rotsa mi b'dam. I tell you, still, Rabbi Kiva still wants to be more machmani by regular milk than by dam. Even though when blood comes out of a behemah, it's not makabel tumah, but when the milk comes out, shlo l'rotsa, he wants it to be makabel tumah. Why? Sh'acholav l'refuah behemah, shlo yizikenu chelba. Let's say the behemah has too much milk, and you want to get the milk out just for refuah of the behemah. The behemah should be healthy. Is tummy. Such milk is tummy. Dollar rotzenu, that's called the rotzen. Mashenken v'hamek is dam lebehemtoi. If somebody lets out blood of his behemah, he cuts the behemah, the refuah, even though he's doing it for the purpose of refuah, is tar. The din is that blood is still not makabel tumah, not mafshir. The dam agavtohi, v'hoyo v'yachol the refuah, tomei af hanoite shol rotzen tomin. That's like a Kiva name. Still, I tell you, milk is more chomer than blood. When they let blood out of a behemah, no matter what kavanah you have, the blood is not makabel tumah. Only dam ashrit is makabel tumah. For you stam let out the blood, even though it's for the health of the behemah, it's not makabel tumah. Mashenkin the cholov of a behemah, if you let out the milk, l'shem refuah, that is called the rotzen. It is makabel tumah. So you see, milk is more chomer than dam. Therefore, he holds. The, therefore he goes back to Kav HaChoyma. Of milk alone, I see milk by an Isha is Machshir Ibishtar L'Rotzen, who would then by Behemish also Ibishtar L'Rotzen. On Maloy, they told him, so Amaloy, the Rabbanon told back to Kiva, no, it's not Daima. Rashi, Yom Roloi, Ein Adoyim Eshtar L'Rotzen, L'Yoytzei L'Rotzen. There's no Tushto that comes out by itself where it comes out the Rotzen. Why? Sale Zeitzan V'Yanodim Yechicha. Bring your Raya from Al Mishnah, Sale baskets of grapes and of olives. Yechicha. Shamash Gina Yoytzei Mehem L'Rotzen and Tamei. If you have the juice, do you squash the grapes? Do you squash the olives? And the juice comes out of it now, so if you did it B'Kavono, it's called a Mashkets Tamei. Let's say by you had some a basket of grapes, you didn't want it to be squashed. And by itself, the grapes got squashed, you didn't want it. What comes out of it, that juice is not machsher. It's not makabel tuma. So l'chura, my love, l'rotzen means the nichale. That your nicha with the water, the juice that comes out, then it's called a mashke. It's called grape juice, it's called a mashke. Shlei l'rotzen, what does that mean? Bistama. That shlei l'rotzen just means bistama. That if the wine, if the grapes got squashed by itself, minastam, that's also called shlei l'rotzen. So this is the kasha now. You see, stam is called shlei l'rotzen. So tomorrow, oma, it's a kabuchayme now. Oma zeisim v'yanov, madach, grapes, and olives. That their role of it is oimit to squeeze it out to get the grape, to get the olive, to get the oil, and to get the wine. Still we say shler l'rotzen. For like klum, if you did a shler l'rotzen, it means nothing. Of a tusim reminding our shalom before when you bought pomegranates and some berries. The lav b'nei schidininu. They're not oimit b'davka to squeeze it out. Is like kol shechein that like kol shechein that what that stama should not be called k'rotzen. So that's the kash outcome we said before. Yehuda says, if you bought the tusim reminim stam, it's also wasser. Here, smash mistam is called shlei l'rotzen. So the Gemara loy, that's not pshat here. Loy, l'rotzen atayim means faket bistama. Here that we say it's makab, it's smash makab tumen, it means bistama. L'rotzen doesn't mean you had 100% das to use it. That means if it came out min stam, that's also machshir. What does shlei l'rotzen mean? The gole yadait the dioma l'nichale. That's called shlei l'rotzen. So it's no kasha to Rabbi Yehuda here. The witness we say it's not called das, it's not machsher, that's shlei l'rotzen. That avad is not called anything. But if it comes out min astam, if something comes out stam, that's also called nichale. So it's good, Rabbi Yehuda shitty before also. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you bought the two sim remind him stam, so min astam, it's also called yonichel with the juice. If juice comes out stam, that's also called yonichel with the juice. So just like here, if the juice comes out stam, it is machshel kabotumah, it's called yonichele, who then if you buy them stam, it's also called yonichele with the juice. The boy is saying, another Torah says here it's different. That's any time, if you buy the pear stam, it's also called yonichele with the juice comes out. So if Rabbi Yehuda is moide, if you bought two sim remaining stam, the juice comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink the juice. Because yonichele with the juice. He's only matter when you bought the peris, the peris eat it. I, why here is stam called kinichusa? The boy is saying, shani sali zesem yanovim. Kivan de leibud kaima mikori afkurim afkaluhu. As we're talking about now, you collected these zesem yanovim in a basket. And a basket usually has holes in it. So when the juice gets squashed in the basket, that juice, you have no use for that juice. That juice is mamas aiming to fall down. So therefore here we say, min astam is called la nichalei. Hey, the juice, what happened there? You collected grapes in the basket, right? So your kavanah was to take the grapes home. Now, when you collect, put it in the basket, it got such a heavy weight, it's the bottom started to drip out the juice. Now, that juice, since it's in a basket that has holes, usually it's a holy basket, so the juice falls down. So you have no nichus at all for that juice. That's why, min astam, we say you have no das to use it. It's only if l'rotzen, only if you squeeze it out the kavanah, then we say you want the juice. The juice is called a mashket, could be mashem. But min astam, since it's oimet to be libud, then you have no das for it. Mashenk in our case is not shverim. You bought the peris home stam. If you buy something stam, that's also called yunicha with the mashka. What does it mean yunicha with the mashka? That lo yitzuri, the juice comes out in a kli, and you start to drink it, we're afraid it's kishmak juice. You're going to want to have more juice. You come to squeeze out the more peris. Here we say if you buy it stam, it's like you have no das to use the juice, because here the juice is going libud. Here the juice is being lost. If the juice is in the stam fall on the floor, it's hefker, the lusht of mikorah, kurim afkulu. You have no das to use that juice at all. That's why here it's mutter. Benachnamir, Yehuda Shita is when you buy the peris, do some of your mind stam, it's also to drink the juice, even stam.
Yeah, wasn't, Yisimin Shin Gimel. It really started yesterday. We'll go to the Ika part of Halacha today.
The beginning just says that the Medina the Gemara, Medina HaMishnah we had, Anisha is not allowed to wear tachshitim on Shabbos. She's not allowed to wear jewelry. And there are around three or four reasons why she shouldn't wear different type of jewelry. Now the first two halachas we had was, there are certain things she has in her hair, there are certain things she has in the hair that we're afraid that when she has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, she has to take it out of the hair. Because otherwise it'll be a chatzitza. And we're afraid when she takes it off, since it's not such a choshev as that to put back in the hair, we're afraid when she comes home from the mikvah, instead of putting it back on her head, she'll walk home with it. That's one chash. Hey, things that are not so choshev that she takes off to go to the mikvah, we're afraid when she comes back, she'll forget to put them back on, and she'll walk home with them in the hand. Another gzeir is now, we're going to have that from Gimel on Kemat. These are different type of tachshitim. That means things that she wears that looks nice, and the Rabbanan asked it because the Gzeira, when she meets her friend, Bishus Rabin, she's going to want to show them to a friend. So she'll take it off to show it to a friend, and she'll walk down with Bishus Rabin. That's why the Rabbanan asked her the second Takana not to wear jewelry that she'll take off to show her friends. So that's like Dalad here, Leteise Bir Shal Zohov, that's Pirash Rashi Shutaf Shit Ogul, or Mitzarim Boy Kimanir, it's a gold charm that has a picture of a city on it. The HPM solution, even though you attach it to your clothing, but we're afraid she'll take it off. It's a beautiful type of a crown she wears on her head. Also, we're afraid she'll come to show, take it off. Then, also another type of jewelry they put upon the forehead. Medina the Gemara Tzosa, because we're afraid she'll take it off to show her friends. Now, Vav is another type of gzera. Simin Vav is Resukia, dainu chatichas mil. That's like mamish, like a sheet. Chatichas mil is like a piece of sheet, a piece of cloth. Rechav, a very wide piece of cloth, and that she just wraps it around her. So here is a gzera, maybe it's going to fall off her when she's walking with Shus Rabim, and if something falls off, we're afraid she'll pick it up and walk with the Dalai Lama. So it depends. Im yesh bo ritzuyis, if it has straps on it, kitzoreis, tuluyes bo, that's hanging straps, the kosher band that she could tie it onto her, lahatka sviva seh the mahadik shari. If she could tie it onto herself, good, so then we're not afraid of fall off, then she's mutter to go out with it. The main lo ritzuyis also. But she doesn't have straps on it, so stam a piece of cloth that you just throw around you, it's very easy for it to fall off. So the bottom asks that you shouldn't wear that. Hey, it's a coat that you put your hands into, or a hat that's on your head, good, we're not afraid it'll fall off. But something you just wrap around you, we're afraid it'll fall off with it on Shabbos. So this is one of the shalas about, we spoke out once about wearing a talus on Shabbos. The Khuria, wear a talus outside Bishus Rav in the street, you should have this gezerah. The Khuria is pretty easy for a talus to fall off you. Like a talus is not strapped down to you, it's just on you, and you walk out in the street, a little wind could come, you walk a little bit fast, it could fall off you. So Khuria, it should be yourself this din. Now some people, we spoke out as far, some people want to be makele to say that a talus, we never walk out really Bishus Rav. In the middle of the weekday, we never wear it. If anything, we carry it in the hands. So bus is now on Shabbos, we're wearing it. The only reason why we're wearing it is because we know you're not allowed to carry it. So Melatolos, you wouldn't have the Xerum that if it falls off, you come to pick it up and walk with it more. Because it's not a derech to walk with a talus, to wear a talus in the street. Now the only reason you're wearing it is because you know you're not allowed to carry it. Otherwise, you'll stop carrying it. That's what some want to say. Somebody said the Adam used his makel of wearing a talus. By design. That's another type of a jewelry. But Tetzei, the Katla, Dino, Begit, Sheshla, Snatsin. All right. Other things here. Yeah. Now Ches, also jewelry, Letetze Veniz Mayaf, she can't work out with a nose ring. Why? The same Gzera. Because we're afraid she'll take it off and show a friend. Abuyotze Veniz Mayhoisen, she can walk out with earrings. That's because at that time they used to have the earrings, the hair was covered over their ears. Mevnei Shos Naya Mechusois, because they used to have the ears covered up. Vemokim Shnoigim Legalosos Naimla, like today, where the ears are not covered up, then it should be also lotis bin azamin, sheboizin. Heichad derech letziyim isham. Because we're the same chash, we're afraid that maybe she'll take off her earrings to show a friend. As if the hair is covering up the earrings, so we're not afraid she'll take it off to show a friend. She wouldn't want to uncover her hair. But if it's not covered up anyway, then an earring should also be also to walk out mi'ikir adin. Yeah. Now, the test is letetze b'machit, she can't walk out with a pin, nekuva that has a hole in it. Because a pin that has a hole is not, no, it's nisa deraisa. It's not called a tachshit, it's not called a tzov. Yim yotza chayevis, she's chayev chattis. B'shein in the kuva doesn't have a hole on it, so then it depends. Ima medes bo kishirev, she's using the pen to hold the clothing up, to hold it in place, then muteris. It's called a tashmish to the clothing, so then she's allowed to use it. V'yimeinim ha medes bo kishirev, awesome. But she doesn't use it to hold the clothing in place. She's just using the pin for a tashchit, for a pin, to look nice. That's also a gzeira mikra din. Jewelry they can't wear, we're afraid she'll take it off. Same thing now, a tabas, a ring. She ain't shele choysim. If it has a choysim, a signet, the imyotzas chayev, she's chayev chatis. Because Medina Gemara, Nisha never wore this type of a ring. It was only a man's ring. So if Nisha, it's called a masui, and she's chayev midiraisa. The shenaleh choisim, but if she doesn't have a choisim, that's called her ring of jewelry. Leiteitzem the rabbanon is also to wear a ring on Shabbos for Nisha. The imyotzah p'tura, when she walks out with it, it's potter. Because midi rice is called a tashit, so it's mutter. Just the rabbanon made gzera not to wear tashitim. We're afraid she'll take it off. Yeah. Now go to Yudbeis. Yudbeis, this is the fourth type of gzera. So far we had three type of gzeras. One there was Mishum Tefillah, that things that she has to take off when she's Tevil, and they're very small things, we're afraid she won't put them back on again, she'll walk out with them. Then the Xer was Tachshitim, jewelry, we're afraid in the middle of the street she'll come to show a friend to take it off. And then we had a third Xer, a cloth she just wraps around herself, that's very easily to fall off, you can't wear such a cloth, because we're afraid it'll fall off in the street, and you come to carry it. Now the fourth type of Xer is Simon Yudbeis, even your days also. Im chosar achas mishiner, she's missing a tooth. Or mesima achabim koyim, you put a false tooth there. In mushal zov, if it's a golden false tooth, leitetze boy, she can't walk out with it. The chivin shem mishum damara, since it looks very modno, mishar shinayim dilma mavazelhu, we're afraid people will make fun of her. V'shok lelei, and she'll take it off her. Or matchin, she'll come to carry it. Avo shokhesev is only made out of silver. Shadayim l'shar shinayim mutter. Because shchein shein d'odma, if it looks like a regular person's tooth. So kofron, this is another type of gzeira. Something that we're afraid she'll be embarrassed. People will make fun of her. We're afraid she'll take it off with shesarabim. She can't walk out with it. Who are then yudimul l'teitzib aman l'akruya. She l'mala. These things still apply today, l'chura. She can't walk out with the shoes that has a rip. If the shoes are ripped, why? The machkulah. By an isha, we're afraid that her friends will see it or start laughing at her. She'll take off her shoes and carry it. For yosel asuya, for the man of chodesh. Also, Gemara, she can't walk out with a new shoe. Shem lo yovel lemidosa. Maybe the first time she's wearing it, that was on Shabbos. We're afraid she won't be happy with the fit, and in the middle of the street, she'll take it off and walk with it. Elim ten nosel lelechas bom yes. Unless she tried it out yesterday, to make sure it fits her. Right, the Yudaldo is Yotzes B'chutei Sar. She is allowed to wear chutim of hair on top of her hair. Bein Shem Asui Misar, whether it's own hair or other people's hair, or Behemoth's hair, and the Chiddush's hair, we're not afraid to take it off because people make fun of her. Was it there to put chutim, strings of hair on top of your hair? And Avada was tied down well, so we're not afraid it'll fall off. Yeah. Right, the Tezvon. Yotze B'kesher, she wore some type of a knot. Shoysen Refuas Kittiv. It was like a Kimeya. They put some type of a knot on them to stop them from Ayin Hora. Shlo Yishtot Boy. People shouldn't give them an Ayin Hora. So it's like a Kimeya. It's also called a Tashit for the body. It's Mutter. Over Moy Chakoshim Hudik Biyozna. If you have a cotton in your ears, you let them walk out with it on Shabbos. Because it's a purpose. It's serving the Tzorech HaGuf now. It like dissolves the wax that's coming out. So be it inside tight, it's Mutter. We're not afraid it'll fall out. You'll have to walk out with it on Shabbos. Who did a moichshe b'sandal? If you have moich, if you have cotton in your foot, in your shoes, also you can walk out with it on Shabbos. And who did a moichshe skinul in dosa? If you have, yeah. Want to get to what's magel alocha? Yeah. Now yud zayin is also pir nageya. Yud zayin will go to yesh oisrim lohavi mafteach. Some people say you're not allowed to carry a key. Afilu mechotzer abayis, even in your own house, mechotzer abayis. You can only carry the key in your house or in your backyard, into the house, in your hands. You're not allowed to put the key, even in your own house, on your belt. Why? Maybe you leave it on your belt and you walk out to the Shusarabim. So even a key in your house or in the chaser that you're allowed to carry it, you should only carry it in your hand. Because something that's in your hand, we're not afraid you walk out with the Shusarabim. But if you're going to put the key inside your belt, and later when it's not part of the buckle, just put it on the side of the belt, you have no heter to carry that out with Shusha Rabin. Even in your house, you shouldn't do that. Because the Xavier's, you come to walk out with the Shusha Rabin. Now, some people say, some Achrenim hold, who are dealing with anything, you shouldn't put it on in your pockets on Shabbos. In your house, even. Even though in your house, you're allowed to walk out with your handkerchief. In your house, but it's the Xavier. that if you put the handkerchief inside your house, if you put the handkerchief in your pocket, we're afraid you'll forget it there, and you walk out with Shusha Rabin. Just like the Mechab is saying here, a key, you shouldn't hold a key in your house, in your belt. The Chur, what's the Xera? You come to walk out with it. The Chur, the same Xera should apply anything you have in your pockets. So some people take a thing like that. Unless you can have your glasses sticking out over here, or you have something very big that you know is naked to you, you have it there. So then we're not afraid you walk out with the Mishus Rabin. But everybody knows the Meister, sometimes you put a handkerchief, you put a tissue in your pocket, and before you know you come to shul, you remember, it's still in your pocket right now. So it's very Shechiyat Xera. So something like that, and the Chur make right in, you shouldn't put it in your pocket at all on Shabbos. But you'll have the good Xera, you come to walk out with it on Shabbos. Yudchet, this was Magei now. Call Sha'asra Chachamim Lotzes Boy L'Shus Rabin. All these jewelry, you're not allowed to walk out with Shus Rabin, is also Lotzes Boy L'Chotzer. You're not allowed to even wear the jewelry in your own Chotzer. She'ena Merevis, and a Chotzer is not Merevis. Chutz Mikful Opeya, Nochris, only a type of a Sheitel or something to put over the head. Dino Kliya Sar, Shekola B'Tech Sarah. That's where Boron will make it. The Yeshemim, some say, the whole Sha'asra Lotzes Boy, Afil L'Skashit Boy Babayis, is also. Some say no, the jewelry that they asked you to wear outside in the Rishus Rabin, the Rabbanon asked you, the Isha, even to wear in a house. And the Tamiz, because the Gzeiro, she puts on the earrings in a house, she'll walk out with it to Rishus Rabin. The Koshken Lotzes Boy, the Chotzim Rebbe, she can. Chutz Mikful of Peinach, because only these two, the Sheitel and the kerchief on top of it, that's what make them Mishum Shalom Bayis. The Yeshemim, some say they'll know. Sha'akil Muta Lotzes Boy, Bechotzer Afilu Enimu Revis. Now, this is very Nageya. This is one of the coolest with Saimichon. That some say no. You're allowed to walk out with jewelry in your own house, and even in a Chotzer, that's not Murevis. It's only also then Mamish to walk out with Shusha Rabin. That's the Issa that Rabbanah made. Now, Sotu Mechaba V'idna, today, Nasha Didan, our women, Nogu Lotzes Bechot Tachshitim. The minig is that women go out with all type of Tachshitim, all type of jewelry. The Yesharmu, some say, Shemadina Asurus, really it's also Medina the Gemara, Ela Shechiv and Shla Yishmo, Muta Shishoykas Al Yiyum Azidus. Since they're not going to listen to us, so better leave them alone, let them do a B'shoygim, and don't tell them to do a B'mezid. That's one heter. But the Prashid, that's the Shracher heter, because before we have Chashim and Oshim, we don't want them to do an Issa. The Yeshalom do Aleyim Schus, some say another heter. Loima Shem, Lohegas Kein, Apis for Achreina. That the whole mikvah did like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, this last halacha. Shekasafti, Shlei Osru Lotes Batach Shita, Mechotze Shenem Urevis. There's no issa to go out in a chotze, it's not Murevis. There's own Shenem Lotes Batach Shita, Mechotze Shenem Urevis. There's no issa. So where's the issa to wear your jewelry? Only Rishus Rabin, the Rabbanan said you can't wear jewelry in Rishus Rabin. Of the Zayva Hashta today, the last one Rishus Rabin, like a lot of Shitas, we don't have Rishus Rabin Gomer, heavily called Rishus Rabin Shalom Karmelis. All our Rishus Rabin's Vladach Karmelis. Vadina Kachotze Shenem Revis Lamutim. That's another cool thing to say, Mechon. That today we don't have Rishus Rabin, therefore we're not makbar on Noshim to wear the jewelry. And we hold the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, they only ask for the inner Rishus Rabin, not in the Chotze Shenem Revis, therefore it's Mutim. Lamaisa, this heter is also pretty shvacher heter, befrat in Los Angeles, because there are a lot of places already that we have 600,000 people living there that it's possible to have a Rishus Rabin. So it's not so posh this heter either. Mela, what's another heter we have? The Ikki heter is like Rimor says now, Hagov Yeshemim Oitam Lahat, another time where we make them. The Yachsha Shchichit HaShchitim Yoitzebem Aftachil. Today, Yidua, the Noshim wear jewelry even more maybe in the weekdays than they wear on Shabbos. The Rug are wearing jewelry today. Today, they're rogel, so they're not going to put, take it off on Shabbat to show it to their friend. They have a whole week to show it to their friend. It's not like the Molga Zeiten. So, how you regil Moses ben Rak b'Shabbos? I'm all the only wear the jewelry to cover Shabbos. Once a week, they wore the jewelry. Well, they have a shchichi. It wasn't shchichi to have jewelry either so much. So, therefore, you can be makel today. We don't have the gzera that they'll take off the jewelry to show their friends with Shus Rabin. This is one of the Ikea terms that they make along. That's not a derech anymore to take off your jewelry to show it to your friend. Omiyo tabas, oh that's right, tabas. So our koponim was nagei to this. This will only be matir jewelry that the time of wearing it is we're afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. Well, here we have three other reasons to pass the jewelry. One reason is some things that they'll make fun of you and they'll take it off. So here that is, it still applies. She'll wear a modern type of a tooth. Or she wears shoes that have ripped shoes, that should still be also for Nisha to wear. Because that, the Xer will still apply. Someone will make fun of Nisha wearing a ripped shoe, she'll be embarrassed about it, she'll take it off. So the only Aterim we'll have is the first two Aterim, which are not so postured Aterim. Right, so the other Xer we had, falls to take it off. or something that will fall off you is also not so partial. If some wear a cloth that is just some wrap around them, that's very easy for it to fall off, that there l'chur also still apply today. Because maybe it will fall off and you come to walk with Shus Rabbim. Right? You can only be Samech l'kula on the first two tamim, that we don't have with Shus Rabbim altogether. But the one that's here, Bisnagay, with a Bisl Shvach HaMaisu, is the first Issa. The first Issa was that something an Isha wears and launched in the here. And where Choshed, maybe she'll have to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, and she has to take off these ritzuas in the here, and afterwards she won't come to put them back on again, she'll walk out with it in Rishus Rabbin. So her, that Gezerah should also apply today. She'll be Bisnagay when she goes to the mikveh Friday night, when she'll be Choshed, that when she goes to be Taygul, she's going to take off her jewelry. And we should be afraid then, she will be afraid maybe she won't put it back on again, and she'll walk home with the jewelry in her hand. So that's a bit of...
Yeah, we'll start again, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. Just a little bit of what the Gemara was talking about before. The Shaila was, we said the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim was by two simvurimonim, by berries and by pomegranates. That there Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you buy them to eat them, then if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Mashenkin, if you bought the mitchila to drink the juice, or else the last brayse said even stomach, if you brought the pomegranates home with stam das, then if the juice comes out on Shabbos, we say it's also to drink the juice. How was Rabbi Yehuda Shita? And the Chachamim say no, in all cases you're not allowed to drink the juice. Even if you bought the pomegranates to eat them, still if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, still we say it's also midirabonim to drink the juice, because it's a gzera, if you come to drink the juice, maybe you'll like it, and you'll come to squeeze out more pomegranates on Shabbos. So our koponim we're handling now is that Yehuda said, if you buy the pomegranates stam, and then the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's also to drink the juice. So you see, stam, if something, you bought it stam, it's also called yonichalei with the juice, and therefore the Rabbanim made Xeria, if the juice comes out, you can't drink it, because maybe you come to be seichet more juice on Shabbos. So the kash was, is Stama called Benichusam, or Stam is called Shlei Benichusam? So we had brought down a machlekes, with a shayla, cholov isha is metama l'rotzon, v'shlei l'rotzon, mashenken cholov behema, milk that comes out of a behema, is only metama l'rotzon. That was a Tanakama. And the Bekiva said, no, it's a kal v'chayma. That ma cholav isha, that's only miyuchad for a kotin to drink, it's metamet, or it's machshir, has a shame mashker on it, whether it came out bedas, or it came out shleber rotzon, so yes, kasher behema, shem yuchad ben lektana ben levelim, and adin shiatama ben rotzon, or ben shleber rotzon, or desire by the cholav of a behema, that it's oimet to eat for adults, so avada should have the chaymer, that even if it comes out, it drips out, the milk drips out by itself, even shleder rotzon, still it should have a shem mashke to be mach shelakabu tum or other things. That was Rabbi Kiva's kabu chaymer. Omru loy, the chomer said back to Rabbi Kiva, im tomi cholav isha shleder rotzon, atay no, the milk of an isha is more chomer. Shedam agav te tomi, because even the blood that comes out of a cut from her is also metame. Shedam agav te metame, even shleder rotzon. Is a male yatame cholov. Who adin, the milk that comes out of an isha is also tamei, like Rashi says, because the milk we say really was supposed to be dam, but the dam turned into be milk. Mashen kein is yitma cholov.